On the eve of a landmark speech to the US Congress, the Israeli Prime Minister has declared that a US-Iran deal on curtailing Tehran's nuclear ambitions could threaten the survival of Israel. In front of a sellout crowd of 16,000 people, Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at an event organised by the powerful lobby group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee.
But it's tomorrow's speech on Capitol Hill that's creating the headlines. He was invited by Speaker of the House John Boehner, one of President Obama's leading Republican opponents, and he accepted, with neither party informing the White House. And here is President Netanyahu.
Never has so much been written about a speech that hasn't been given. First, let me clarify what is not the purpose of that speech. My speech is not intended to show any disrespect to President Obama or the esteemed office that he holds. I have great respect for both.
It's a fascinating time in terms of US and Middle East relations, with Iranian military in Iraq helping in an assault against Islamic State in Tikrit. Our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks, says on this point the US and Iran are almost allies.
The Obama administration would never describe this as an alliance. Indeed, they won't comment specifically on claims that the Iranians have been supplying artillery, rocket fire and drones to assist the Iraqi forces. But the United States certainly isn't providing those Iraqi forces with any assistance. And U.S. officials privately concede that's because in the battle to retake Tikrit from Islamic State, Iran is in the driving seat, proof that certainly the battle against Islamic State has created some strange bedfellows here. Again, the Obama administration won't call it a formal alliance or even an informal alliance, but they certainly do find themselves with common friends in the form of the Iraqi government forces.
And now we have the Israeli Prime Minister in town to address the American Congress about the perils of Obama's Iran strategy, particularly Iran's nuclear program.
Yes, absolutely. And a visit to Washington, D.C. by Benjamin Netanyahu that the Obama administration would much rather was not occurring. So there will be no meeting at the White House between President Obama and Prime Minister Netanyahu. The official line by the Obama administration is that the timing of this visit is not propitious, given how close it comes to Israel's general election. And President Obama says that he doesn't want to be seen in any way putting a thumb on the scale of that election campaign. The reality is that the relationship between the United States and Israel has never been as fractured as it is at present. Democrats up on Capitol Hill are having to decide tonight whether they are even going to attend the speech. And it's already apparent that when he does speak on Capitol Hill, he'll echo many of the criticisms of the Obama administration's policy that he voiced here on Monday in a speech to AIPAC, the lobby group, in which he really excoriated the Obama administration for trying to reach a deal with Iran over the country's nuclear aspiration.
But Obama is very clear that it will not allow Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon. A key aspect of this deal will be Iran agreeing to rigorous inspections.
Yes, the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, who followed Benjamin Netanyahu several hours later at AIPAC, made a speech and seized on that old Ronald Reagan maxim when he was negotiating nuclear disarmament with the Soviets. You'll remember Ronald Reagan said that the United States should trust but verify. Susan Rice told the audience at AIPAC that when it comes to Iran, the Obama administration's position is that it should distrust but verify. She said Iran's actions matter, not its words. However, she went on to say, we cannot let a totally unachievable ideal stand in the way of progress. She said that it is not achievable for Republicans or their supporters to think that they can deny Iran a chance to develop peaceful nuclear energy. She also derided the idea that if these talks with Iran collapse, that the United States could simply impose sanctions and, as she put it, walk away from the negotiating table.
That's our correspondent in Washington, Simon Marks.